Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this very moment, the WBUR reporter with today's best assignment, Anthony Brooks, who right now is at Fenway Park for the 105th Red Sox home opener. Hey there, Anthony. Tough job.
Hey, tough job, Magna. You know, I tweeted out a moment ago, tough job, but someone's got to keep the beer and hot dog vendors busy. So yeah, it's a nice day here at Fenway Park, no question.
Tell us more about it. What's the game been like so far in the atmosphere?
Well, so far, okay, so the Red Sox are down 5-3, but what, it's only the first game of the season. It's early in the game. The Sox have David Price on the mound, lots of hope there. And, you know, for a day that started out rainy, there's some blue in the sky, baseball's back in Boston, and there's lots of enthusiasm and lots of good feeling in the crowd here. I talked to Kyle Dixon, who flew in all the way from California. He's a lifelong Red Sox fan. Here's what he said about this year's team and his hopes for this season.
I think we're going to do pretty well. I think we definitely have a chance at winning the division. Look at our series against the Blue Jays. I mean, there's everyone's pick, and we hung right in there with them. We even won that series.
So good feelings for the start of the season.
Yeah, I think there are some good feelings. But, you know, Magna, it's what? It's this sort of cold, blustery spring in Boston. So baseball, of course, always holds the promise that better times, warmer weather ahead. Here we are.
Well, let's talk about David Ortiz, because, of course, this is his final season with the Sox before retirement. He's had over 500 home runs in his career, two of them this season already. So what do we expect to see from him?
Well, I think he's going to go out in rare fashion. You know, he's one of those athletes who's just remarkably durable. Today at Fenway Park, it was all about David Ortiz. His 15-year-old daughter, Alex, surprised him and sang, belted out a really spirited version of the national anthem. It was very moving. He was honored today along with Boston greats Bill Russell, Ty Law, formerly of the Patriots, the great Bobby Orr. And so that assemblage of great Boston sports fans all throughout the first pitch or the first pitches. So, you know, David Ortiz, in a sense, being welcomed into this really rarefied company of some of the greatest Boston athletes of all time. And, of course, he's got one more season to go. So I think they're high expectations. This is a guy who never does less than 100 RBIs and 30 home runs. And he's had a pretty good start here. This season, so yeah, expect a lot from David Ortiz.
And you talked to some fans about how they're going to miss Big Poppy?
Yeah, so here's Dave Lionette. He's living in Fort Myers, Florida. He says he's been a season ticket holder here in Boston since 1968. Here's what he says about Big Poppy.
You may ultimately be able to replace his offense, but you won't be able to replace him. He's such a big person, his personality, and he's so magnanimous and kind, and what a clutch ball player. I mean, I was here when Yastrzemski had that year, as you remember, in 67, and that was clutch like I've never seen. But Ortiz is close to that same kind of rising to the moment, and that's what they need.
Well, Anthony, let's talk about the newest addition to Fenway itself, the expanded netting there to protect fans from dugout to dugout. And, of course, the expanded netting put in after a fan had life-threatening injuries when a piece of bat struck her a while ago. So what's the new netting like?
Well, you know, I think it's sort of a non-issue. I mean, I know Stephen King, for example, wrote in today's Boston Globe that the expanded netting is one more step toward taking the taste and texture out of the game. And it's true. I think for diehard fans, it's sort of a disappointment that it's you're one level removed from the field. But it's a very subtle netting, it has to be said, and you are still able to be very up close on the field. And the fans that I talked to all pretty much echoed what Bob Bliss from Worcester told me. Here's what he said.
I've got no problem with it whatsoever. I think it's probably overdue. And I don't think it's going to really take away from the enjoyment of the game at all.
Okay.
And, you know, Magna, it has to be said, even though it's a very slim possibility that you're going to get hurt, there have been a number of injuries in a bunch of major league ballparks, including here in Fenway. So Red Sox management are doing what they think they need to do.
Okay. Well, finally, Anthony, may I ask you if you're courageous enough to give us a prediction for this season?
Oh, yeah, I've got a prediction. Here's my prediction. The Red Sox will play 162 games. They will win many of them. They will lose many of them. You can count on that, Magna, because that's what I'm divining from what I'm seeing here today at Fenway Park on opening day.
WBUR senior political reporter going out on a limb for us
at the
Red Sox Fenway.
162 games, mark my words.
Anthony, thanks as always.
All right, always a pleasure, Megan.
Have a hot dog for me. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.